Priestley, what's up ahead?
There's a shutter, then another door, like an airlock.
Must be in case of a radiation leak.
Come on.
More Daleks coming.
Everyone inside. Lower the shutters.
They'll just blow their way in.
It'll take them a while.
So, now we're inside. What's your plan?
Drop in the fuel rods, drain off the coolant, blow the place sky high.
And us with it.
But we destroy the Daleks. Whatever they're doing to change history, we stop it before it happens.
All right.
Let's get on with it then.
What's happening? They're changing. All the scenes are changing.
Desolation and despair. Nightmare landscapes of ruin and rubble.
And Daleks. Everywhere there are Daleks.
Isn't it obvious, Doctor? The Dalek victory over time, over Earth's history, has moved a step closer.
Possibilities crystallize into probabilities which harden into certainties.
Assassination Squad will prepare to return to the 16th century time zone.
We obey.
The final act.
Sending a couple of Daleks to kill Shakespeare. You really think that matters now, Liam? And can't you see all of history is changing?
You think I care, Doctor? Humanity, like our own small country, has abdicated the right to its own history. Better to end it now than continue the slide into decadence and decay.
Decadence and decay? What do you think that is? Or that? It's what your history will soon become, the ultimate nightmare. Hell on Earth, the apocalypse.
But as long as I remember, Shakespeare will live on inside me. His works, humanity's greatest achievements, will survive.
You're quite mad, aren't you?
The Daleks will win, whatever happens. Their victory is certain. This way, my way, at least something of the glory of the human race will survive.
Nuclear reactor has suffered catastrophic failure.
The rebels!
Containment breach imminent. Main reactor will explode in 2 minutes.
What? Idiots!
They'll kill us all!
Order Daleks in reactor area to subdue the rebellion! The reaction must be contained!
With the mirrors working again...